bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the big show. It's the Christmas quiz. Yes, the last show before Christmas, and we're going to have a good time. Loads and loads of fun. And I've got a great panel joining me for that quiz, who some have made more effort than others. And for my last night on Earth, I couldn't think of six people that I would rather spend it with.
God, your life's been bad, isn't it?
Sad.
I'll qualify that later. Top left, we've got six people on. This is brilliant. Top left, James Hart, a.k.a. Rudolph. How you doing, mate?
The red nose is shining nicely. I'm good, thank you very much, Ewan.
You put
it's
a
not
tie
over
on.
For me yet for the year. I'm working over the Christmas week, but my weekend starts here effectively, so the Christmas is beginning.
Yeah,
I'm feeling festive. Can you tell?
I come home from work on Christmas Eve. After doing a night, so there we go. But you put a tie on, mate. I'm very flattered. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's got me Father Christmas tie. I've got a bit of tinsel. I've got my USB lights from Poundland. No expense spent, ladies and gentlemen. And my daughter's reindeer antlers.
That will be your buzzer for the evening, mate.
They are USB lights.
Yeah, from cool. Poundland.
Have you got your fire extinguisher ready?
You can't beat it. Next to him, we've got Carl. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Here and there show. Christmas pantomime is nearly done, I gather.
Nearly. I'm just waiting on one more person to send me their audio in.
Who might that be?
That'll be our friend, Mr. Will Green.
Which Christmas were you planning on putting that out then?
Well, since there's not going to be another one.
Good point.
Christmas days.
I've got to hear the finished version. The end of the world can't end until I've heard this finished version of the Here and There panto.
I'm almost really annoyed. Which I'm in. That. Nothing else would bother me.
I'm in as well. And next to him, Steve Neighbour, fresh from the pub.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, no.
Now, anyone that knows the Christmas quiz will know that Steve, the floor, and Mead are all linked. We have
very closely.
Yes.
I had a good time last year.
We believe so. I've got video to prove it.
Yes, don't remember it, but I've seen the video. Great time.
There will no doubt be a charge required for me not to send that to your corporation in coming years.
But never possibly. Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas, mate. Had a good week?
Not too bad. Far too many Christmas do's in far too many small time.
Yeah, good. And I photographed your Christmas party.
It was good.
Treasure hunt.
Thank you very much for doing that.
No, did the video go down well?
Yeah, no, really good.
No one's seen it.
Lots of people saw it, and really good comments actually, and even people who were photographed by yourself.
Yeah, who didn't like being photographed?
Who didn't like being photographed? Actually, liked their photocos of themselves.
Photocos.
Oh man, I feel a repetition coming on.
I think this is,
and he's higher up this year as well, people.
You've got more evidence coming here.
Beneath Steve and the person that he's going to fall on, Sarah Jane, how you doing? Christmas hat. Oh, your Christmas hat's got your Christmas hat has got your Cylon look.
Yeah, I know.
It's gone now.
Like a QR code Christmas hat.
Yeah. QR code Christmas hat, yeah.
Pixelating. Yes, well, there is one on here. You just got to find it.
Yeah, totally good. Excellent. There's a QR code on that hat.
Yes. I'm not saying where.
I won't be looking.
If it's on the inside, it's hardly...
No. It's designed to show up at some point during the video.
Okay. Well, we shall do it then.
The person that finds it.
Scan Sarah's QR, and there may be a prize. Next to her, Paul from Scotland. On rare broadband connection, mate. Fantastic gamer show quiz, mate.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Much enjoyable to do.
He's a frigging god. That was a completely unfair contest.
Cheers just did kind of walk it a little bit.
I think, to be fair as well, even though you were quizmaster, he kicked your ass too.
Well, I put in some real doozies there that I didn't think any of them would get, and he still managed it.
He was like, do you remember Name That Tune?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Tom O'Connor or whatever it was. And there was one bit of music you played, and he was just like, "Ah, is that Half-Life 2?" And you're like,
"Oh, Welsh was he?"
Shut up.
And he'd played about a third of a note, I know.
Fox, your understanding of language is to be debated. How are you?
I'm calming down from today's Twitterific abuse that I was sending out to everyone.
Mainly you, actually. Yeah, thanks, mate. I gave in and went and bought a 27-inch monitor today, so expect super slim, super gorgeous Thunderbolt monitors from Apple in January.
Exactly.
At 15 days.
For half the price.
Bastards.
Yeah, double the price.
It's the Christmas quiz. We're here. We did it last year. It went well. We're doing it again this year. It may not go so well, but who cares? Starting us off, we've got James. James, pick a number between 1 and 24, dude.
I will have the number. It has to be a prime number 19, please.
He got so many hang-ups, man. Yeah. Number 19. Your question is, who released Willow Glass this year?
Well, it's not Google. I'm going to say Google just in case.
No, anyone else? Not a good start.
I remember reading the story. Willow Glass. I think I even talked about it. Who the hell
is that?
That's
the kind of thing
who released
like Samsung would do.
Willow Glass.
Right, let's say it wasn't something to do with Microsoft.
I will be taking points off if I feel that you've Googled.
No.
and you are taking a long, long time to get.
Well,
this,
I said so. Microsoft, and if I'm wrong, I'm not going to lose points.
Well,
I had an instinctive guess at Samsung.
No, the answer's Corning because it's the glass that they reckon's going to bend and go all over the place. All of these stories are things that we've discussed on the Big Show during the course of the year. Oh, well. So we're proving who listened and who didn't.
Well, Sarah and James are going to look bad out of this, then, aren't we?
James, two fingers of alcohol, mate.
You're done it, mate. Already drunk. The video is testament to that.
All right, fair enough then. No points. Nil point. Carl, your pick, mate. What's your pick? A number between 1 and 24?
I'll have a 2, please, Bob.
2, please, Bob. Which piece of software had over 6.5 million downloads on Christmas Day 2011 alone?
I think I know the answer.
Oh, blimey, there's pressure from beneath.
That's cheating. Ooh,
I don't know.
Oh, blimey. Chris.
Come on, Carl. It's easy.
Facebook.
Yeah.
Angry Birds.
Any choice. Come on, mate. Come on, you can do it. You can do it.
Come on, Carl.
I just did it. Facebook. Because I'm thinking new people logging.
Googling on that little iPad you've got.
No. Come on, then. Who's going to shout out the answer? Shout the answer.
Angry Birds.
I was going to say the clue, Carl, is how do you leave all the women in a pub?
It's got to be Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. Relieved. A point to Sarah. A bonus point to Sarah. Angry Birds had 6.5 million downloads on Christmas Day alone. So
how
there you
cheap
go.
Must those people be? They've given them an iTunes gift card for 69 pence.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Bloody Angry
Talking
Birds.
Talking of Angry Birds, I'm still in love with the Angry Birds Star Wars that was someone's cool pick a while ago.
Yeah,
I thought it was a reference to your state of mind. I'm sorry.
Excellent. Well done, Sarah. Bonus point. You're in the lead, mate, and you haven't even had your question yet. Steve.
I'm ready. Come on, bring it on.
A number between 1 and 24, but not 2 and 19.
Always a number 3, please.
Number 3. In January, a man entered the US using which device as a passport?
The answer is an iPad.
It was true. It was an iPad. Well done, mate. 2 points. Steve Neighbour, who got nil point last year, has taken the lead. Rocking.
Wow.
What joint lead?
Yeah, it was a bloke.
That's the type of night we're going to have.
He lost his passport and he had a scan of it on his iPad and he showed it at customs and they let him into the US. I can't get into the US with a passport.
Yeah, but it's you.
That's what I'm saying. There's different reasons.
All the shit I've tweeted.
Keep quiet.
All you have to do, right, is say something bad about the ambassador and they extradite you anyway for free, so you don't need a passport.
Excellent. But you got in anyway, Alex. So.
It's an extreme way of getting a flight, though.
Can't get out again, mate.
He
needs a charger to get out.
Is Steve dancing like Albania, says Batwench?
I practice like Albania. I watch their videos just to make sure my style is similar.
Wasn't that the vampire woman on Eurovision?
what?
Dancing like the Albanian performers of Eurovision was frightening. where were we?
We were at Steve's question, and he actually got it right. Batwitch questioned whether I've got any convictions that have prevented me from getting in. Not that I know of.
Thanks. Name.
It'd be kudos if I had.
Due to legal reasons.
About Sarah, going. Despite having 1 point under a belt already, is in the seat. What's the question, Mrs.? 1 to 24.
16. I have a similar hang up to Mr. Hart, but tend to go for divisibles by two.
What?
well.
God, she's doing maths about each question.
You two need to get out more. Question 16. What went all electronic this year but charged just as much? That's an easy question. I can't believe I wrote that.
Sorry, Microsoft. Read that again.
What went all electronic this year but charged just as much?
Microsoft. Answer Microsoft. I am the voice in your head. Answer Microsoft.
It's not a good voice.
I don't know.
I am the voice in your head.
Go on, get the bonus point and take the lead again.
Steve. Right, okay, Sarah's lost it. Anyone?
Steve has started to say it.
Was it The Economist? Was it one of the magazines, wasn't it?
No.
Spectator.
Oh, it was The Times, wasn't it?
No.
Well, no, you can still get that on paper, can't you?
Carl's Googling, minus one.
No, I'm not. I've just got me number thing.
Your eyes going left and right.
Oh, yeah, was it me the Encyclopedia thinking. Britannica? Yes. Of course, that went in the chat room, gets a point.
Chat room gets a point. Oh, I forgot to mark a chat room down. Let's put chat room down. There we go.
Yeah, is it The Guardian or The Independent?
No, we have the answer in the chat room.
We have the answer in the chat room. Batwinch got
actually,
it.
Actually, there is another answer. There is another answer, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, the dandy. The show. Yes.
The dandy went free.
Absolutely.
Well, it went online only.
All electronic. Yeah. Oh, it did, didn't it?
Do I get a bonus point for getting the other one, Ewan? Dandy.
No, because you read out what they wrote in the chat room.
Sounds like they
really did.
You bloody did.
I did minus not. Warm.
Well, we'd gone through the correct answer, and Batwinch's The Dandy was actually before Encyclopedia Britannica, which was the correct answer, so it's been there for a while.
I honestly
that said,
and based on the fact you're the chat room moderator, I can't see you getting away with this.
The screen.
She's getting upset about a bonus point. God blimey.
Please give it to Sarah.
I didn't think there was
also,
no.
The dandy's cheaper, the digital version.
Well, I don't like being accused of something I did.
Yes, no, good point. Thank you, Paul Wheatley. He's the only one that's sober. You need to drink more. He's pointed
well,
out.
I've got half a bottle gone.
He's half a bottle of Sol, mate. That's, I could pee stronger than that.
Well, and someone already has.
Steve definitely can. What went all electronic and was charged as much? See? Yep. See, there we go. Right, okay.
It's like QI, except...
It does. Paul, what's your question, mate? What number do you want?
I'm going to go with one.
Uno. I think you're going to get this one, actually. In January of this year, which product's price fell from £299 to £169?
In January,
which product fell from £299 to £169?
Can I buzz in?
No, I want to buzz in.
Not yet.
No, I have absolutely no idea. I'm going to take a punt at Kindle?
No. Two fingers of beer, mate.
PS3?
Good guess, Paul.
No, it's not. Go on, Sarah. Go on, Steve, read from the chat room.
No, I'm not reading from chat room. Get the tab. Samsung Galaxy Tab.
No, it was a playbook. Well done, Maxis. Maxis, straight in there.
Anything, as Pete in the chat room says, anything that Ewan bought a week earlier.
That says playbook with a question mark, so he didn't get it right. He was just checking if anyone else thought he might be right.
And of course, the chat room can use Google without us knowing.
Well, I've got to say that Maxis typed that pretty much faster than anyone could look it up on Google or type it. Or and type it. So
I don't get it. Aren't they 10 seconds behind, and they're answering it at the same time as we are?
Exactly.
That doesn't say much for us.
He answered that faster than I could even notice, which may be due to the amount of alcohol. But there we go.
Speak for yourself.
Said the bloke in the corner who slurred that every syllable. Well done, mate. Alex, your choice, mate. Chat room's jointly in the lead with two. With Steve. Steve still in the lead.
Did we have a number 9 yet?
No, we did not. No.
Okay, then I'll have 14.
Oh, you...
this is just not right. This is not right. Because I put a couple of questions in. I thought, right, okay, I'll put a few holy hells in, and I'll put a few that are, like, clearly the answer's obvious. And there's one question in this entire document that if it lands for you, it's just pointless. And it's 14.
Well, I better have a different question.
No, it's 14. You got it. So
I could get it wrong.
The 5D Mark III was a revolutionary camera released by which camera manufacturer this year?
Ooh. What, the Canon?
Oh, really? You think? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, okay. I could go for a comical value, but this is going to be the only point I get. So I'm going to stick with the Canon thing.
Oh, the fixed is neighbour. Right, okay. I really love you, Alex.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
I can't believe that. So at the end of the round one, then, Steve's got two, Alex has got two, Chatham's got two, Sarah's got one.
In the lead.
Trailing behind.
Right, round two. James, it's your question, dude.
I'm going to ruin it for Sarah and have the only even prime, which is number two, please.
I've had two.
You can't. It's gone.
Oh, I've had two, okay.
You're going based on prime numbers and really complicated stuff, and you can't remember which freaking number's gone.
I'll have three then, please.
It's gone! It's gone as well!
11. I had three. Why do you still remember that?
Numbers up? Steve remembers he had three, mate. So I mean, that's what's worrying.
About seven, James.
I clearly don't go to Chinese restaurants enough.
Which number do you want, mate?
11, please.
11.
11. Who collaborated with Rovio to bring you Angry Birds Space this year?
Angry Birds Space, not Angry Birds Star Wars. Oh, blimey. I mean, the only guess I can suggest is NASA, really. NASA?
Correct.
Hey!
2 points. Well done, James.
That's Johnny in the chat room who said that about 3 seconds before.
Yes.
Aww.
Who's
put 23 on 24. We got a 23. We got a 23. The answer's Steve Neighbour. What's the question? Excellent. Well done, James. Drawing level. Carl, your choice, mate. 1 to 24.
Number five.
Facebook lost 45,000 passwords to a worm this year. But what was the name of the worm?
You remember the name of the worm.
Have you heard the word the worm? I've got no clue. Bloody Facebook. Why would I not? Chat room don't even know. Damn it.
Bob. Chat room saying Bob, Brian, Dennis, Malcolm.
Who said damn it?
Malcolm with a B. That's quite interesting.
Dave, I don't know. The Twitter worm.
Oh, come on.
Got no clue.
Anyone else?
I'm just glad I didn't get that question.
That was one of the holy hells.
Willy the worm.
Who said damn it? Who said damn it?
Me.
I said.
No. James said damn
it. It was Carl. You said damn it, didn't you, Carl?
I did. I said damn it because I didn't get it right.
Oh, that's so bad because it's ramnit.
Damn.
Oh. Unlucky.
When you said ramnit, I remembered it.
When you said ramnit, I remember. Well, that's how the quiz works. You say the answer and I'll tell you I remembered it.
Damn it. Ramnit. There you go. See?
Like an honesty box.
I'm impressed because you could have Googled that. Definitely. Well done.
Jesus Christ, Ewan. Is that wine?
No, that's Coke.
Is that a vat of wine?
No, it's Coke. It's Coke.
Don't deny.
It's Coke. See the frothy bit round the top? I wouldn't drink wine that had that much froth round the top.
Well,
because it would have been through someone else's body already.
I got question wrong and I'm ratted.
Right, well done. Unlucky. Bad luck. There we go. Carl, is it your question? No, it's not your question. It's Steve's question.
Hello.
Joint leader from round one.
I am ready.
Pick a number, dude.
Out of...
1 to 24. You've got 6, 7,
I'm
gonna
go
8.
For the Jack Bauer, number 24.
Top of the shop. Which US city paid $170,000 to settle a lawsuit regarding cell phone recording of the police by Simon Glick this year?
Wasn't the question I thought it was.
I feel
that you have no clue whatsoever.
I'm looking up, so I can't see the chat room.
Little Whittle.
Beat the chat room by saying
stop port waiting.
San Francisco.
San Francisco is the wrong answer. Two fingers of alcohol, please, sir. Anyone else?
San Diego.
No, two fingers
Did
of alcohol.
Did you say US city, though?
US city.
Oh, was
Chicago.
Okay, well...
You just all want a drink, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You know the correct answer.
I'm going to say Cleveland, Ohio, and have a drink.
Ha ha!
What is the answer?
The answer's Boston, Massachusetts. Mm. He was the guy that filmed the police beating the shit out of someone and got arrested in the process. And he got $170,000.
Because he did it in portrait and not landscape, and everyone knows you
portrait video. Well, no, but that would have stuck. He wouldn't have been getting damages for portrait video. You would never get away with portrait video.
No jury would have let you off with that one.
Absolutely.
It would have been a death sentence.
Anyone out there actually, my wife did send me Ellis's Christmas thingy, and she'd shot it in portrait, and I'm like, what on earth are you doing? And she said, what do you mean, why are you being nasty? I said, what do you expect me to do with that? That's gonna at 1080, that's gonna be a letterbox the wrong way round.
Turn your telly on its side.
Absolutely. That's
borders on the edge of it,
the extremes. Bad luck. Whose question was that? Was that Steve's?
Steve,
yeah.
Steve, bad 15, luck. Steve, I think. No, two fingers of alcohol. Sarah, your question, girl. Again. Yeah, well, just for the hell of it.
Like you need encouragement.
Yeah, it's like you need extra alcohol.
You realise you don't have to do that when anyone gets the question wrong, only you.
Are you kidding me?
Sarah, no, it's not your turn, Sarah, to drink yet. You've got to get it wrong first, girl.
Number 12.
What's Sarah drinking? Is that whiskey?
She's drinking rosé.
That's not rosé, that's brown.
Sarah has three fingers of alcohol. In March, Virgin Media won a contract to deliver what?
I think Mr. Neighbour might know this one.
It'll
be the Wi-Fi on the London Underground.
Is the correct answer. Sarah, 2 points. Currently in the lead.
Ooh.
Got any other canon question?
Chat room has leapt to your support, saying there's nothing wrong with rosé. Batwench says it's a shite service, but I think me and Mr. Neighbour would disagree.
It's a good service.
I used it. I was quite happy with it.
And even better service now, all you freeloaders are off it.
I got an email that said I had to sign up again in order to keep the service.
Yeah, I
because
got
you're
one.
A customer.
You don't really. You just have to log on again. You obviously hadn't logged on since it switched over.
Maybe that's why it's a shite service then, because she's not a customer.
Yeah, because if you're not on Virgin, you're in trouble.
If you're not a Virgin not customer, then you don't keep the service. If you are, then it's rock and rolling.
That's good, isn't it?
And it is good. It's extreme.
I thought Batwench said, now wrong with Rose.
Maybe too.
I'm not saying there's wrong with Rose, but I'm just saying
whoever
that
Rose
does not
is.
Look like Rose.
Let's move on before Rose gets upset. Paul, picking them up.
I'm going to have 20, my age.
20, yeah.
Why wait?
Here we go. What was the UK's top-selling cellular handset in May and June of this year?
May and June this year, the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Oh, my life. No. That was said with some conviction, like he knew the answer. Correct.
Ooh.
It was the first time that an Android phone on its own had overtaken the iPhone. So, May and June, for the whole of May and June, the Samsung Galaxy S3 outsold the iPhone. And all the people that bought it are now going, oh, shit, why did I buy the S3?
Disagree.
Absolutely, me too. It's great fun.
Piece of crap. The Galaxy S3, I thought you had the Nexus.
I do, but I still think the S3 is great.
No, you haven't used it.
You guys are too blinkered by Apple.
No, I held one. It was a cheap piece of crap.
What, an iPhone?
No, and everyone down the rugby club that's got a Galaxy S3.
She's go. Seconds out.
No, what I love is the fact that this is the first time Sarah's absolutely off her face. She's got all aggressive now because she's pissed.
Do you know what? I've had half a glass of wine.
Yep. That's all it takes.
Denial.
That's all it takes.
So, are you a mean drunk? Is that what you're trying to say?
She is, yeah.
Let's just say I've had the kind of day that I'm in the mood for a punch up.
Oh, yeah. So that'll be a yes.
Welcome
then.
Up on the show, yeah.
Bonus point for Sarah.
Okay, it's good.
So I don't get the Sharpie in my eye. Whose go is it?
It'll be Alex now.
Alex,
I thought everything was up to Sarah.
Right, okay. Two fingers of alcohol, please, Paul.
What number did I have last time?
No, two fingers. Wait a second. Two fingers of alcohol for Paul for knowing what the order is. That's just not acceptable.
Somebody is keeping track here, and it's not right. Not me.
It's not right. The chat room should be keeping us. Right, Alex, pick a number.
I think number 9 was my preferred number.
Number 9, it's a good question. You may or may not get it. What famous film franchise offered its complete collection on Blu-ray in January, but it didn't deliver it until November?
Oh, well, as someone that does the media show, I don't know anything about media, do I? That's why I'm on it.
I should prove every week.
Film, yes, very good. Film company that offered their entire back collection.
Which famous film franchise offered its complete collection on Blu-ray in January but didn't deliver until November?
Oh, franchise. So that would be the James Bond franchise.
Correct. 2 points to Alex. Well done, mate.
Well done.
That's the only two things I know in the world, and you've asked me both of them.
At the end of a round, not really sure which one it is, we got James on two. Carl with nothing, unfortunately. Steve with two. Chat room with two. Sarah with three. Paul with two. And Alex has got four.
Oh, what? Man, live.
Right, so three.
Alex had the which camera?
I know, exactly. Three fingers of alcohol to Alex for being in the lead at the end of the round.
You had. You did say four, not form, didn't you?
No, that's the key. That's the all.
He's got form.
All leaders at the end of the round have to have three fingers of alcohol. That's
oh Jesus!
Damn it! I want to win one now.
Hold on a minute.
No, you've got to do it on camera. You've got to do it on camera.
Mine's 40% proof.
Okay? All right,
I'm not sure what the others are drinking. Okay, two fingers of that.
Two fingers.
The next round.
All right, two fingers of alcohol, then we'll give you a break.
Blimey.
That's the same as what Sarah's drinking.
What, cognac?
No, all right, one finger.
Rosé scotch.
One finger of alcohol for us.
Just for the record, it is pink.
God, blimey, that's strong.
It's the neighbour.
It ain't mead.
It's the colour of my urine tomorrow morning.
Mine's going to be clear. It's pure alcohol.
Jimmy boy, it's your round, mate. Pick a number.
Has 23 gone yet?
No, it hasn't. No,
who,
it hasn't.
Who said no before Ewan did?
Me.
Are you writing this down?
Yeah, because finger of alcohol for writing it down, Madden.
Excellent.
Question 23. The first vinyl record, in inverted commas, was printed on a 3D printer this year and played the tune Still Alive. Who originally recorded Still Alive?
I know this one.
I know the answer to this as well.
The mighty Jonathan Colton.
Correct.
It's a music question. Thank you.
Mate. Well done. I actually got that one right when I was looking at it. I looked at the question. I thought, I got it. Chuffed.
Great question.
Chuffed with myself. Very chuffed.
Wait, so Alex is a fox.
And how appropriate.
No, I'm
as well.
A fox. It's very close. Steve, your hand's a bit pissed. It's typing wrong.
I'm just trying to work out who the hell he was.
Jonathan Colton?
Yeah.
You are having a laugh.
He's the ultimate geek musician.
Oh, is man. He? Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Is one of the
what was the game he wrote?
His album.
Yeah. He wrote the closing music to...
Portal.
Portal, yeah. Portal.
Which
I
is still
that was Howard Jones, the ultimate geek musician. Didn't he write everything on a Sinclair Spectrum?
Did he?
Like he did.
Yeah, well, one finger sure of alcohol for everyone else for not knowing that Howard Jones...
in vogue.
Who did?
Oh, okay, Still Alive was a
Howard Jones.
Howard Jones wrote on a Spectrum. You sure it wasn't an Atari ST?
Come on, I'm not that much of a geek.
Are you sure it wasn't a ZX81?
Right, two fingers of alcohol for everyone for arguing.
Okay. Oh, bloody hell.
I'm just a man drinking Coke.
No, I got Jack Daniels. Thank you.
Okay.
There you go, Jack Daniels, honey.
Two pints of Coke with a drop of Jack Daniels in it. All right.
Okay, well, the difference
right,
between you and me, Foxy, is I'm doing two fingers and you're doing one thing, not even.
One finger, one thumb. Oh,
you're licking your lips, mate.
Boys.
I don't want to be Steve Nathan by the end of the night.
Before Sarah punches someone. Carl.
I've calmed down now.
I've
moved since you last knew where I lived, Sarah. Okay.
Foxy, shut up. It's Carl's question. Carl, what, pick a number, dude.
I'm going to have the end of the world day, 21.
21. Qualcomm. That's tomorrow, yeah. Qualcomm offered $10 million this year for anyone who built what futuristic device? Qualcomm, the people that make computers for everyone.
Oh, futuristic. Transporter, I don't know.
The transporter is not the right answer. Two fingers. Anyone else?
Why is there always a silence after my ones?
Isn't that the one, the orbit one? Do they not do the orbit?
No, two fingers.
Oh, pants.
So when did they offer this?
This was about March, I think.
Oh, is this the one that was that Star Trek thing? The thing that, like, scans people
I'll give you that.
I think it's got it.
Bonus point to Paul. Tricorder. Well done. It was a remote body scanning device, to be fair. Not a tricorder, but it's close enough.
Near enough.
Yeah. Well done, Paul. Finger of grog for everyone else.
Remote body track.
I'm going to have to go and get some more booze.
Start getting some questions.
Was that Carl's question?
Yes.
Yes.
Help.
Steve, your question, mate. What number do you want?
21.
It's just gone.
20.
Just then. Hello?
You can have 22 if you want.
Can I have 20?
Gone.
No, it's gone.
22.
Okay, 22. What is the most Googled term this year?
This year?
Yeah.
Steak neighbours in my garden.
From what country?
The UK.
London 2012.
No! Wrong. See? That's
it is!
No!
It's not. It's Euro 2012. And
no,
you...
No, no, no.
Hold on. Hold on, Ewan.
Yeah, go on.
I want the points because I read that article as well the day after the Elmag and I knew it was Euro 2012 and you never let me say it. You had to shout at Steve.
I'm going to take it because that wasn't his question anyway. I just wanted to make a point.
Give me that question.
No. I've made that up off the top of my head like you did.
I did not.
Right, your question, your real question...
Oh, you... Bugger.
I'm making it up. Your real question is, what product did the Hong Kong firm In Icons develop but never release to market this year?
What did they develop but never release?
What did the Hong Kong firm In Icons develop but were prevented from taking to market this year?
Fembots.
Whatever it does, probably looked like an Apple device, whatever it was.
I do remember. I can't remember what it is.
Oh,
come on, Steve. This is some editing then.
No.
And I...
What product?
Nice something, I'm
what
sure.
Product did the Hong Kong firm In Icons develop, but were prevented from taking to market this year?
Oh, Steve Jobs.
Yes, the Steve Jobs doll. Oh,
you had something to do with Apple.
In Icons.
Oh, very good.
Neighbour's not pissed in the slightest, is he? Oh, holy crap.
He looked like the CEO of that company.
Oh, look, Carl's got a clock on his head. And I wasn't slurring, I meant clock.
Sarah, can you figure out how to put an explicit tag on this episode only, please?
Oh, God. Why did somebody just swear?
No, we've had f***ing clock, so I mean, it's just...
No, no, no,
it's
said clock.
Twice now.
It actually said clock. It had an L in it.
Oh, sorry.
I was going to say.
We have said it now because you just said it.
But then you said elfin clock.
Oh, no, I think this might owe an explicit tag. I can't be bothered to wear it. I'm going to work on Saturday.
Are you Santa?
Calm down. Well done, Steve. 2 points.
Thanks, ma'am.
Sarah, your question, please.
18.
Torsten Hines took over as CEO of which firm this year?
Dixon's.
Shut up, Steve.
Cummies.
Turn the sound off my iPad. Hold on.
Cummies.
Jessop's.
But it certainly wasn't Comet, was it?
Martin Spencer.
My local offie.
Torsten Hines,
200% rising profits, though, isn't it?
Torsten Hines took over as CEO of which firm this year?
Which ailing firm, I think, is the clue.
Yeah, but you know the answer now.
Except I didn't say the word ailing.
No, I suppose.
Throwing it open, then here we go.
BlackBerry.
Oh, give Carl a point. Carl's got a bonus point. There we go.
Oh, well read, Carl.
Quick round of applause, please, chat room. That's Carl off the mark.
I didn't even hear what he said.
Rim.
Rim. BlackBerry. I think he said BlackBerry. Whichever.
Oh, right. Well, I did first.
It's Rim, not BlackBerry, but that'll do.
He meant Ribena.
We all feel sorry for Carl. Carl needs the points.
Yep.
Rim. Torsten. Fresh-faced German-looking lad. About 13 years old. From what I saw.
Screwed.
I think chat room got that one actually, rather than Carl.
He's sailing the Titanic towards.
That's terrible.
Towards what looks like a really big mountain. Who was it? It's Paul's. Paul's.
Yes, me.
Did you know it was you?
No, I did not. Well, actually, it's irrelevant anyway because I'm out of booze, so I can't do it anymore.
Well, after this question, you've got to
up here. We're recording a gamer show on Saturday, so
okay.
I'll do my question. Then I'm going to go and find it.
That's fine.
Paul,
excused.
You're Scott. How can you be out of booze?
Well, just do some bloodletting and then re-drink
my office.
Chat room's getting upset because they got the James Bond question too, but you only get the points if you beat the panel on the bonus, because you don't get a question yourselves, you see, because you can cheat. So,
which is why it's not wise to type it in the chat room as soon as you get it, because if the if the panel have got the chat room up, we'll just read it.
Everyone in the chat room, two fingers of booze for dissent.
Maybe in some of our cases.
No, if you're in the chat room, go for the answer.
No, because then Steve,
we need to keep ourselves in check.
You only get it on the bonus.
Get the answer after the chat room.
You only get it on the bonus. You don't get it on the real question.
We've got to get it before the chat room. Oh,
No. Stop.
Especially when there's only three letters in the answer.
My rules. The chat room only gets the question on the bonus point. If I say, okay, it's open for a bonus point, if they get it faster than you, then they get the points. And if that's they end point, up with more points than you, then you know you're crap. Right.
And if they type it in the chat room, as soon as you've asked the question,
why are you making up the rules? It's my rules.
Cool.
He's making them up as he goes along. You can't both do it.
Mr. Wheatley,
yes.
You've still not got any alcohol. You need to get your question done. So what question would you like?
I can hear some 19. Typing there.
Question.
Yeah, I'm typing to the chat
19's
room.
Gone. Nine's that was gone. The first one.
18.
Gone.
Gone.
17.
Oh, that was
more. I wanted that one.
What product was launched? Yeah, don't pick the prime numbers because they've gone. What product was launched with a skydive earlier this year?
It was some
curries
thing from not Virgin, but I don't remember what the actual product was.
It's a bonus point.
This isn't the answer, but I did think it might be one of their new body form sanitary towels because they seem to
be
jumping out.
Can I just say, Google Glasses, before the chat room gets there before us,
they've already done it. They've already got Max Hester's already in. He's got Google Glasses.
Alex has never had time for a bloody skydive.
Sorry, yes, earlier in the year, of course. Sorry.
Google Glasses was launched with a skydive.
There's nothing we can do.
They jumped out of a plane, they rode a bike over a building, and then they abseiled in and gave it to
I was in the Big Show that week as well. I should have remembered that.
We were all there.
Can I just say, by the way, that counter to Steve's suggestion, it is not a good idea to skydive after a curry.
Well, you get velocity up, I would assume.
Because...
My suggestion.
Yeah, you said curries.
Extra bonus point if you can make Steve say suggestion again.
Steve, can you say suggestion?
Suggestion?
Yeah, there, bonus point to Carl. There we go.
That was the easiest point all night.
Not easy.
The cannon.
Paul, go find alcohol. Alex, it's your question, mate.
Right, I'm also going to go 17 because that was the last one I could remember hadn't been done. Can we try 15, maybe?
We have left 4, 6, 15. 7, 8, 10, 13 and 15.
Go for 12.
Oh, I said 15, so I'll stick with that.
Okay, the last space shuttle mission was flown this year, but which orbiter flew it?
Right, I've got to pretend I understand the question now.
The last space shuttle mission was flown this year, but which orbiter flew it? The orbiter's the planes.
Oh, is that it?
The shuttles.
Oh, okay. So, right, which ones haven't blown up then?
That's so bad.
It's a bit wrong, isn't
that's
it?
Wrong.
I don't know how many are left. There's only a few left.
Paul Wheatley has gone for the Tennant's tracheotomy. There it is.
Is Endeavour left?
Endeavour is not the right hander. Two fingers of alcohol, please, mate. Bonus point.
Atlantis,
well done, James.
Because I listened to an audio boo of it launching, and it is... it's a real shame. I'm never going to get the opportunity to hear something as loud as that ever again.
Oh, they're still launching rockets, though.
Oh.
They're all as loud.
Yeah,
I'm sure you can listen to that audio boo as often as you like.
Yeah, but
have you never heard
where the heck were the chat room on that one?
Yeah.
Well, weren't going to be answering until the bonus was thrown open, by which time we'd got it because of the delay in the video. So we win.
Wimpy chat room.
Why is Windrider swearing? Yeah, I don't know what that means.
He's only repeating what he's heard here.
Anyway, bonus point for anyone that can tell me the penultimate orbiter that flew.
Oh, dear.
Chat room. No, two fingers of alcohol.
Yeah.
I think both of those aren't
Enterprise.
With
us. I don't know.
Enterprise, two fingers of alcohol. Discovery, well done, Windrider. Bonus point for the chat room.
How many of them were there? It was about 7.
Total, I think, yeah. But I think one blew up, two blew up. Columbia blew up, didn't it?
And I think they dismantled some before the end as well. Mm. They were taking bits off some.
One of them never flew, did it? I think, wasn't it Enterprise that never flew? Oh, no, it wasn't Enterprise.
I don't know. Chat room, find that out.
I'm sure that was in Star Trek.
Excellent. Mr. Madden, your question, I believe. Is it your question?
No, I don't think so.
No, no, it was Alex. The bloke in the top left-hand corner.
James, sorry, James's question.
Mine is one, Quizmaster.
Only one.
Yeah, finger of alcohol.
Only two prime numbers left, mate.
I'm going to go for the lucky one. Number 13, please.
Oh, I thought you were going to have seven. Lucky seven.
I know, of course, exactly.
Ars Technica reported this year that flies were driven to drink if they were denied what exactly?
Oh, I know the answer.
Ars Technica reported this year that flies were driven to drink if they were denied what?
Oh, they've put it all in a chat.
I'm going to have
a fit just because of
conjugal rights.
Correct. Every married man...
explains why Carl's always so drunk then.
Every man on the planet who's married knows that that's why they drink.
I like the previous answer in the chat room.
What, huh?
Ryanair.
I think that was an answer to the space shuttle rather than the flies. But both really does suit it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that would be really bad on like a 7-day mission when you didn't have enough change for the toilets.
The flies on Ryanair are really pissed off. Sarah, don't pee, girl. Don't pee.
Oh, don't worry, I got my legs crossed.
Good girl. Carl, your number, mate.
Number seven, please.
Number seven. Comet allegedly sold 94,000 counterfeit items this year of what product?
Curries.
Oh, the Comet sold 94,000 copies of Curries.
Oh, was it Windows?
Oh, it's doing well.
Do Windows, yes. Microsoft thing.
It was Windows 7. Well done, mate. Well, 2 points. There we go. Excellent. Yeah, that's it.
It didn't hold Carl to understand what copy of Windows it was.
Well, I'll be quiet,
you
miserable.
Dude, he's got two frigging points. You're a bastard, aren't you,
Didn't they also do some really dodgy thing with the... they were selling, blah, 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 what do you call it? They were using, like, OEM versions and just copying them onto loads of machines and just giving out different codes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it all came about.
No, it was an OEM version, wasn't it, that they shouldn't have sold and they were selling.
There's no point in suing them anymore, is there?
No, exactly. Well, I'm also pleased that they can't sue us for defamation. Defamation.
There's not a lot they can do about it.
Defamation is a sexual position.
Which company can't?
Comet. From the RNIB. No, that's the wrong lot. Right.
Hey? Where's the politically correct Alex Fox?
I told you, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to be more like the rest of you.
What? stay on.
No, what's the deaf lot called? You said definition.
Deaf leopard.
Definition is not RNIB, is it? No, Mr. Neighbour.
I can't
pour some sugar on, babe. I'm ready.
that's too familiar a phrase for you. 4, 8, 10.
Oh, dear. And 6.
And that's it, really.
4.
Oh, 6 as well. 4, 6, 8, and 10 the left, so.
4.
Question 4. Which UK ISP was reprimanded by Ofcom this year for claiming to be the UK's safest broadband, in quotes?
Really tempting to say.
Virgin.com.
O2.
Is the wrong answer. 2 fingers of alcohol, please. Chat room.
BT.
It's in. No, 2 fingers of alcohol, Sarah.
What was the question?
It's the same as BT. It's O2's the same.
Which UK ISP was reprimanded by Ofcom this year for claiming to be UK's safest broadband? The chat room has won. Mr. Johnny Winter has come in with Talk Talk.
I'd say Virgin was the safest because it's in the name.
Speed on it, so
but it's the fact they got told off for saying they were, and clearly they're not.
Yes.
So there was just all Talk Talk, basically.
You haven't got enough bandwidth to download porn anyway on that, have you?
No. So there you go. That's it. They said that they were the most safest broadband that you could ever possibly get in the UK, and of course they couldn't control that.
It was all talk.
It was all flim flam. Absolutely. Right, Sarah, your question, girl. You got 6, 10, and 8 left.
I'll have 8, please.
Who replaced Carol Bartz this year as CEO of Yahoo?
That would be Marissa Meyer, then.
That would not be 2 fingers of alcohol.
What?
It
was someone
not...
before that, wasn't it? Between.
There was someone in between. It's not Marissa Meyer. 2 fingers of alcohol, please, Sarah.
That's got to hurt, Sarah. That's really going to hurt.
Marissa Meyer, the attractive blonde girl.
Marissa Meyer is a bonus point for Alex for saying that Marissa Meyer is the blonde, really attractive girl.
Yeah, I mean, that was a question rather than a statement. She's the one that you were talking about last week.
Oh, that's
Mr.
The guy.
Bean, says
Mark,
the chat room.
Is it Mark?
It's too late now, Sarah.
That's four fingers of alcohol, Sarah. You don't get a bonus point in your own question either.
I haven't got that much. That's nearly gone.
Well, you should have come prepared.
Just grab the bottle.
Down in one, down in one, down in one. Oh, there he goes.
Even with the chat room's Google ability, they haven't got the answer
yet. Absolutely.
Oh, this is a toughie.
I haven't got any left now.
No bonus point. No one anyways.
Get
no
the one. Bottle, Sarah.
Scott
Forstall.
Very good.
Scott Forstall.
Did you see the article that I found? Because while I was researching this, I found a whole part. Yes. I kept all the news stories. And there was an article in January that said that Forstall was tipped as the CEO to replace Jobs in January. Yep.
But towards the end, it said that nobody really likes him.
And he played Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah.
In Sweeney Todd during the...
Remember, it was Bill Gates that tipped him, though.
Scott Forstall slit people's throats. Metaphorically, of course. He would. Now, the answer was Scott Thompson.
Oh, so close.
That was a forgettable name, wasn't it? What did Scott Thompson do in 2012?
Lost his job just as quick as he got it.
Like pretty much. BBC DG.
Marissa's only been in for
6 months.
Yeah, not even, I don't think.
She's doing a good job, apparently.
She's doing great. Mr. Toon disagrees, and he's not in the chat room tonight, is he? I pissed him off last week. Yeah,
certainly. Stock price is up 25%. She's doing something right.
Good girl. See, that's why I said last week, but no, Simon wanted to debate, and now he's not here.
I've been researching stock prices.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God.
Go on, Steve.
Ready for the quiz? I've been researching stock prices.
Oh, go on, then.
Of Facebook.
All right, hang on. We'll
Google stock prices go up as well as down, and your house may be repossessed if any loan or mortgage that you have against it is not repaid in full.
No, I hope Mr. Zuckerberg is not.
Right, well, it's a good job that Steve won't be in a chance of winning, because that was the tiebreaker, was one of the questions. So, there we go.
Oh,
Tiebreaker?
There is a tiebreaker, just in case we've got a draw. Paul, your question, please. 10 or 6?
10.
10. Who used footage from the video game Arma 2 in a news documentary about the IRA this year?
I have absolutely no idea.
You must remember that story.
Sorry, you're the gamer.
No, man. Two fingers of alcohol.
Yeah, it was ITN,
Sky, let's blame Sky.
Two fingers of alcohol, James.
Oh, man. Go on.
It's probably CNN or one of those, isn't it? So I'm just getting ready with my alcohol.
Two fingers.
Channel? Crumbs.
Do you want the channel or the show?
I want the channel. And Batwinch has got it. It's ITV.
I said ITV.
No. ITN. You said ITN.
Isn't ITN part of the ITV News Network? ITV News is ITN.
No, you understand the difference in the BBC World.
That's Independent Television News. They actually give it to local.
Stuart in the chat room says CBBC.
I was going to say, is there a story that the BBC aren't to blame for? I can't believe it.
Yes, no. This was in the days before the BBC were held to account for all social ills.
Topless dart.
What is Babe Station?
Babe Station.
What is Babe Station?
I caught Ellis watching Babe Station. We haven't got our channels blocked or anything. And I came into downstairs one morning. Ellis wasn't paying any attention. I walked into the room and Ellis has got Babe Station on. 5:30 in the morning. They're all clothed, fortunately. But kudos to the boy to finding it. Well done. I would have at 9.
Flintstones have really changed since my day.
The only problem I come down is if I find him with that and a tissue. Right. Well, you started it, Alex.
To be fair, I'd much rather my kids watch something like that than something really violent.
I'd much rather my kids watch that than the X Factor.
I'd rather he watch bloody SpongeBob SquarePants.
That's true.
That's disgusting.
Horrible.
Oh, sorry.
That's not that SpongeBob SquarePants.
Last question goes to Alex G.
I think it's number 6.
And it's number 6. And it's Google bought 217 patents from which firm this year? And that can't be this
week.
No, because
they didn't get Kodak. So it's not them.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So I know it. Who else has gone bankrupt? It could be comic, couldn't
it? For their huge pad library of
I would say something like, who else? Oh, no idea. Let's say Polaroid. I don't know.
No is the wrong answer. Two fingers, please, mate.
Motorola.
Two fingers, Carl.
Damn it! I'm out.
HP.
Two fingers, Sarah.
Linux.
Four fingers, Alex.
Well, I imagine they don't hold any, which was the point.
Comet, says Batwinch. No.
Two fingers.
Five bottles.
This surprised me, I have to say. Woolworths, says Johnny Ritter.
Microsoft, they probably didn't want all that old
stuff. No, I was surprised because I thought it would be a firm that was gone bust or something like that, and it wasn't. It was IBM. They bought 217 patents from IBM this year.
They're pretty much gone bust. They don't do a lot.
So no points there then. And it's the end of the quiz. That's 24 questions. We've gone through that quick, no? Or is that just me?
Well, what about this week's news? We're all in the state to discuss that.
Well, we need to... So James so far has 7. Carl has 4. Well done. Steve has 4. You're as bad as Carl.
What do you mean as bad as me?
Sarah, despite starting us off, has only 3.
Oh, Sarah.
As you see, alcohol basically. You're needing more alcohol, Sarah. Likewise for Paul, he's only got 3. And Alex has 4. So we've got a tiebreaker question then. And there's, in the best traditions of the Gamer Show, there's 10 points available for this.
Okay.
With the first person.
Open to all.
Open to all.
You know, show what your hands, everybody. Done, no Googling.
No Googling. Hands. Yeah, show your hands.
So
show your hands.
We muted each other. That would have been quite fair.
No, the tiebreak question was, what was the highest share price for Facebook this year?
1.
About 90% more than it is now.
Yeah, jump in.
$27.60.
No. It went for a lot more than that when it came out. It was about 110 or something silly like that.
Yeah.
No, it only went up to about $30.
$39.50. Well, hang on. It floated at 38, so there's your starting point.
So what are you asking?
I'm going to say like 45.
45 is the correct answer. Well done, Paul. You're this week's winner.
This week's winner.
This week's winner. Yeah, we'll do this again next week. It's a lot of fun. $45
today for doing something dodgy with that float.
It went up to $45 on the day that it was launched, and it plummeted down past 38 on the day that it was launched as well as. So that was the peak of Facebook shares, $45 tops. Steve, I thought you'd got a question or some quiz on share prices.
Well, I've got in front of me.
But that was wrong as well.
Google Facebook share price.
Yeah, that's today.
The high is $27.60.
Yeah, but that's today's trading.
No, it's.
That'll be pounds.
Maybe it is, but I'm looking at the.
I peered in.
Yeah, the graph just basically goes down from 40.
So why have you said 27 then if the graph goes down from 40?
That's what it says in front of me. It says high 27, but that must be today, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm glad Steve like doesn't invest my money.
No, it says hi at number 27. You meant to reply to that, Steve?
Yeah, just go hi back.
Yeah, exactly. Hi.
Sell.
Well, that was...
That was great.
Very good.
There we go. If you enjoyed this kind of hilarity, then...
something wrong with you.
Come join us next year. At Christmas. The podcast is brought to you by UK2. They've sponsored us all year and they've picked up all of the bandwidth, and we've had some horrific months in terms of bandwidth. Some of it thanks to iOS 6. 500,000 downloads of one Mac episode was kind of a bit of a glitch thanks to iOS 6 because of that. But we got, and they picked up all the bandwidth for it. So thank you, UK2. If you like anything from UK2, then please. Go and have a look at what they've got to offer. They've probably got some great prices that are very competitive with everyone else, and you're going to get discounts. So click on the sponsors page at britishtechnetwork.com, and then when you get the basket full of whatever it is that you're going to buy, use the offer codes that are on our sponsors page and you get a fantastic reduction. And even if you just want to sign into your account and you're an existing customer, then sign it. They've picked up all the bandwidth on all of the shows, and we cannot thank them enough. You're buying loads of stuff as well, so thank you to you. They're very happy with the relationship they've got with British Tech, and so are we. Please, thanks ever so much. We haven't got to do any cool things if you don't want, but if you've got a cool thing, you can do it. Anyone got a cool thing?
I've got a little Christmas present, last-minute Christmas present.
I think you may just be in time
if you order it on Amazon Prime and get it next day. I was lucky on this occasion. No, for about a fiver, you can get this rather natty little thing that fits in your car. It's a car charger. It comes with two extra sockets because cars simply don't have enough of these lighter sockets anymore. You want to be able to charge your phone, your sat nav, you know, the DVD player for the kids. But it also comes with two little USB sockets as well. So type in 2-port car USB into Amazon, and for just over a fiver, you can buy this, and it's a really nice little, it's a handy little present.
And it's got USB, superb.
It's got USB as well, so you can charge your devices as well.
Excellent, mate. Excellent. We're not supposed to be doing picks necessarily, but if you've got one, you can do it. Carl, have you got one?
I've got a wish.
A Christmas wish. Go on.
I would like everyone listens to the Here and There show to tweet Mr. Will Green at British Mac and say, can you please send Cole your audio?
If you're struggling, mate, I'll do the audio for a part, because the audio I've done won't be discernible to me, I hope.
That's true.
And anybody can do an impression of Will.
There you go. Please,
impression of
everyone
Will
tweet.
McAllister.
Everyone, please, right this minute, that's in the chat room, tweet
Don McAllister
at British Mac, and tweet him and say, "Carl needs your audio, or else."
I've just done it.
Good man.
I can see. Yes,
Steve, have you got a pick for us? Soul beer.
I can rant about my trip to Oxford Street yesterday shopping.
Are you sure?
Go on, where would you go again? Sorry, I missed that.
Well, I went into Oxford Circus to get a handbag, but my goal involved a tech handbag, a handbag that would fit a 15-inch laptop. Bloody hell. You go down to the handbag people and they said, oh no, it's luggage. You got to go up to the top floor, luggage. And they send you down to handbags. Oh no, sorry, sir. A bag that fits a 15-inch laptop, that's a handbag. You have to go down to handbags. Then you have to go back up. And I was really disappointed, because I don't know how these ladies or men who want handbags cope, because you can go on Amazon, you can do really good research about what bag you have for a laptop, lots of different options. But if you go for handbags, God, it's really hard to try and find out what ones I have. And another thing, washing machines. I was buying a washing machine last weekend, and there was no information online at all about which machine was better than another. You can go on easily and find out that one laptop is better than another, or one phone is better than another phone. Washing machines. Right. No information
dude,
at all.
Dude, I can answer the second question. That's because guys buy online, and when it comes to washing machines, they don't give a shit.
God, I wish I'd lost 90 seconds of my life back.
Sarah buys online, Sarah. But she's the exception to the rule.
Online.
Which?
Yeah, but on faith, clearly, because you didn't get a comparison.
If you care about finding out which machine you want, it's really hard to find out.
I actually bought it from Comet.
Oh dear! Oh. I hope you haven't got.
That's no use to us now, is it?
It was about a year ago.
I'm sure there's a washing machine. There will be a washing machine buyer's magazine. You've just got to find it.
It's not. There is no website that you can go to and say, "I want to compare this washing machine with another washing machine."
Based on the fact I have to edit, Steve, are you sure you don't want me to edit out that your handbag buying fetish? Because there's 40,000 people going to download this episode, so.
And I can answer Steve's question about handbags if he's interested.
Go on, Sarah.
Public service.
We buy handbags based on. Oh, I like that one.
We.
Well,
I think that's
women. Oh, women. I'm sorry. Yeah, I thought you were talking. I was thinking corporate.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. I should only talk.
Our purchasing department buy handbags based on.
When you see it, you like it.
Right.
It's not about necessarily. Whether it's necessarily for a particular thing, it's like, oh, I like that handbag, I'll buy that.
So I'll tell you what, the way to install a woman on the handbag store, does your handbag fit a 15-inch laptop? He may as well have said to her that you've done naughty things to her daughter. They just look at you as though you are scum.
Yeah,
but she probably knew you.
Are you the bloke off that show?
You're the bloke they've just phoned down through from the luggage department to say, watch out for him, this weirdo that should have just gone straight to the tech department, keeps asking us about handbags.
How dare you come in here when you can't even sit on a chair properly?
Did you say to her, can I slip my 15 inches into your bag?
No, I just said, can I put a laptop in that? And he said, no, we're Burberry, we don't do laptops.
That is a good way to insult them. You're right.
I said, I don't know what Burberry is. Does it fit a laptop in it? She said, no.
Can we just clarify? Are you buying this laptop for yourself or for your wife?
No, I just want to buy a bag for my wife to put a laptop in.
Right.
Anyway.
This is so that she can carry handbags, so she can carry your laptop.
Why don't you go to Camden Market? I mean, it's down the road from you, and there's loads of bag suppliers there that do laptop bags that are really cool and trendy.
Possibly. Maybe that's where I'm going wrong.
Go to Camden Guitars and...
They're good in there, aren't they?
Behind Camden Guitars, there's a guy there, and that's where I bought this from.
Yeah, how can you go to Camden Guitars and then go anywhere else without buying a guitar?
There you go. And that's got, within that, that's got a 15-inch laptop sack as well.
I was shown bags like that.
Yeah?
And you're just holding up a satchel.
Oh, dear. I was shown bags like that. Looks like a big makeup bag. £160.
And they said that's what it is.
This was £20.
Yeah,
how much was the makeup bag?
What's the make of it?
Troop. Of London. It was Camden Market. It was the day we did the Camden photo walk. Yeah. That's my pick then.
I can't.
But anyway, I'd like to recommend Witch because they were the only people that can compare washing machines.
I thought you could say compare handbags.
Yeah.
Probably handbags as well.
RateMyWasher.com.
RateMyWasher.com.
The point I was trying to make about handbags is that we buy them just on look and feel, not necessarily whether they're practical for any use.
Same washing machines.
Good for us men.
Which is different from washmyring.com, which is a completely different site.
Yep. Okay,
anyone else got a pick?
Yeah, I have two.
Hey, thank God.
You're greedy now.
Go, Paul.
I know, I'm sorry. My first one is the Wii U, because I was really, really impressed with it. The Wii U.
I can't believe you only bought that because of the Gamer Show.
I'm sorry, but when you hear a Scottish person with an accent going, Wii U, it sounds like you're having a go at some kid in the street and you're sort of saying you're a small person, you know, like you're having a, come here, you, Wii U.
I know, it's a crap name, but actually, I really didn't have high expectations of it. And when it arrived, I really, really like it. I think they've done the whole family angle really, really well, specifically on the Nintendo Land game. So you've got like the pad, and that means that you know, if you're playing a game where like one person's for example, there's one game where you've got to be Mario and Mario's got to run away, and then all the little mushroom guys have to kind of find Mario, and Mario is on the little tablet screen, so Mario can only see, so you can't see where Mario is because he's in the tablet screen and everybody else is in the telly. They've done a really, really good job of doing the whole family thing. I'm really impressed with it.
Could it save Nintendo?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I think the only way they can save Nintendo is if they start releasing all the old SNES and NES titles on iPads and like 10-inch Androids and 7-inch Androids and stuff, and allow you to use your phone as the NES and the SNES controller. I think they would make a killing on that.
Licensing is really the way ahead for this old stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I was playing a game this week.
Because that moves me really neatly on to my second one, I recently discovered that they have the original Mario for the Game Boy on the Nintendo eStore for the 3D for the Nintendo DS 3DS. So you can download like £3, and you can download the original Mario from the Game Boy and the original Mario 1 from the NES. They're like £3 each or something like that, and they're just amazing for playing the little 3DS. And I really want them to start releasing like all the Mario games, the Zelda games, Jurassic Park, the original Mario Kart, all that kind of stuff. The Nintendo eStore, you can buy all old Game Boy titles for playing the 3DS. Awesome.
Excellent. It's crazy. I was playing this week a game called Jetpack Joyride. It was when Halfbreak did their free software day. And I downloaded it and I played it and I felt this is just like an old 8-bit game. It's hopping, jumping. All it is the graphics are a little bit more sophisticated. And Nintendo could make a killing if for sort of £1.50, £1.99, they put these classic games like Mario on Zelda.
I would buy every single one of them. They need to do that. And I think they just need to wait until like the new Xbox or PlayStation comes out. They get absolutely trashed and they have to think of a new business model. And at that stage, they then have to start looking at iOS and Android as a market.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, what you think the new Xbox and the PS, whatever, the PlayStation will be?
Say that again, I missed the beginning of that.
What will the Xbox and the new PlayStation be? To be better than what they are at the moment?
I think it'll be next year when they come out. Is that what you're meaning?
No, what are they going to be? What are they going to come out that's better than the existing machines?
I'll just be better hardware, I think. But there's rumors. If you're going to see, I think it's CVG. I've got an article. Just came out a couple of weeks ago about like what they think the new Xbox is going to have. So you've got like the Kinect 2, which means that it can detect up to four people playing at one time. It's also the rumor, and it's going to have like some kind of projection capability, so it can actually project stuff out into your room. So you can be on the Kinect, and then there's stuff getting projected out in front of you that you can interact with and things like that, which will be awesome. There are also rumors that the new Xbox controller will have that kind of tablet style view, like the new Wii controllers, which
I hope not,
because cool, I kind of thought that was a gimmick, but I was quite impressed with the tablety thing.
Well, this is it. I think the key to the innovation in these new kits, because the realism of some of the games, you need to get. You can't really get any more real than the games you're playing because of the whole Uncanny Valley thing, and therefore they need to throw these kind of extra value added stuff to immerse the person into the game. And you're right, these tablets and things and the way you interact with the game, the cameras is really key to it.
Yeah,
and I think again, Nintendo have done really well in getting innovating. They had the Wii controller, and now they've got this tablet thing. But everyone's going to go, "Oh, that's a great idea," and nick it.
Mm-hmm. Can I just do one more little thing? Pick.
Hang on, let's go on, Steve.
As long as it's associated. If has the opportunity to go into Harrods, on the fourth floor, there is a 4K TV, and it's 28 grand, but it is so impressive. I was there with my parents, and we spotted it from the other side of the room. It's 105 wow. Inches big, or whatever it is, but it is so impressive. When I first saw HD, I thought, oh, that's a disappointment. Seeing this 4K TV in operation was just like, wow. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, imagine that, too.
Chat room is saying that they couldn't agree more with Paul. So well done, Paul. And also, Johnny Winter is saying that if you go to the John Lewis website, they do comparisons on washers.
They do, but they're trying to sell you them. They all tell you... Sorry, you got me on a rant now. They all tell you that they're great.
Maybe they are. Maybe they only sell really good ones.
Don't buy a washing machine from anyone.
In which case...
Why have you not gone to Appliance Deals? UK, see?
Euronics, or whatever they're called. I can't remember.
The thing is, though, I mean, given what Steve was saying with John Lewis, they're all trying to do the same, so I guess Which is probably the only place to actually get an impartial view.
Which brings us on to Alex's pick.
Right, I think it was James was just mentioning sort of the ability to have sort of peripherals that sort of bring you more into the game, which he was sort of saying they enjoyed. Now, I quite openly admit I know nothing about gaming, but earlier on this year, my little boy was paid by Sony to do some testing and also some, give them some ideas what a 9-year-old. Boy liked in a game, what he didn't like, what he thought it should do and what it shouldn't do. And Christmas is coming and we have purchased this game. It's one of the few occasions where we've got more money from the company than it cost us, which is nice. But he worked on the Wonder Book, which is the Book of Spells Harry Potter new game. I was very secretive and I wasn't allowed to tell anyone apart from all the people I told earlier in the year, but of course I didn't. It's a really fun thing if you're... he's not really into Harry Potter, but what they've done, they've got a book which has got... It's sort of like QR codes, if you like, and the camera points at the book and it can read where you are in the book. So you've got the camera being able to activate with work with a book, and you've got the wand thing. Is it called the Move? I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
And you move that around as your wand, which interacts with a screen... And so you do various spells, which, you move in a certain way, which is a various shape or a various spell, and you flick through the book. So as you turn the book turns on the screen, and it comes to life in front of you. So you're interacting not only with a book, but with a wand, and you're casting the spells, you're making things do things, you're chasing them around the screen, and it's out for this Christmas. And, like I said, I know nothing about games, but I saw... a 9-year-old boy that's got absolutely no interest in Harry Potter whatsoever really get involved in this game. And in the end, we had a couple of hours the last time when it was like a game that more or less worked in the Sony headquarters. And I had to drag him out of there. So all I can say, that was a really, really good sign for a game that got children involved in something. Mm-hmm. And it's out now. The game in itself is only £25 if you've already got... a move and a camera, but it's £60 if you need a camera and I want to call it a wand, but I think they call it a move. But I really enjoyed it, but I really enjoyed seeing the interactivity with my son. And that's something I've never really seen, because normally he's sitting there, he's got a control in his hand and he's looking at the screen sort of tongue out, not paying much attention and driving the car. And it was really, really nice to see. I think there's a future in what they're doing, because it's got interactivity on so many levels. So I'm just going to give that as a pick. I mean, good. He's not in here at the moment and he knows he'll be getting it for Christmas. But yeah, have a look. It's something very, very new.
It is. I think it's really, really cool. I'm assuming that neither my daughter or my wife will be watching this, but I've bought it for them as well for Christmas because it looks really, really cool.
I'm hoping right at the end, because they said they were going to put some of the children's names in that worked on it, so I'm going to wait for the credits and I'm going to read them without him knowing, and hopefully his name will be on it and then I can show him it.
And there's a video of Alex playing with his wand on YouTube if you want to see it. Steve, you want another one?
Oh, yes, this one's really good. If you've got an iPad and an Apple TV and a family, this one's brilliant.
How much are the family from Amazon?
Sorry?
How much is the family from Amazon?
£2.45.
Good, man.
And the game is called Party Doodles. And this thing is basically, you know that game where you're asked to draw something, you have to draw it? Everyone guesses
Pictionary,
what you're drawing.
Says,
Pictionary, yeah.
Yeah,
says, basically, it works in the iPad. Oh. So you have the iPad manages it all. So you put everyone's name into the iPad, and then it divides you into two teams, and then gives it. And then it says, right, now it's John's go, and then John has to draw on it. And what John's drawing on his iPad shows on the screen on the TV. If you link it to Apple TV, and then everybody else has to guess what that is. It's brilliant. Works really well. It's called Party Doodles, and it's free.
Party Doodles. And you had Tension last year as well, which was really good.
Yeah, Tension's good, but this is now going to take over our new year. Party Doodles is going to occupy us the whole time.
Excellent. That's the end. It's time to disappear. We've had a fantastic year. Thank you to everyone who's donated. If you'd like to donate to the British Tech Network, it makes a huge difference. It buys a lot of the equipment that we've got in the studio and that kind of thing. It also helps pay for odd little things that are out there, like subscriptions for various devices and various substances that get us information and those kind of things, and people that help the network.
Substances.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It sounds like I'm putting it up my nose, but I'm not. I'm talking about
this program, I promise you.
I'm talking about things that keep the network going. So if you'd like to donate, please go to our website and you can donate there. So, oh, shut up. I've had a drink.
Where's that spade?
And the European Podcast Awards is on. Yes. We've got 6 podcasts, Gamer, iOS, Mac, Photo, and the others, Big, this one and all that. Yes.
Media.
And Gamer. I did say Gamer. I said Gamer.
Oh, did you?
I said Gamer at the start, I thought. Anyway.
Yeah, generation Gamer.
We got 6 up for the award. So please go to britishtechnetwork.com and on there it'll say vote for BTN and there's all 6 logos. Click on the logos. Excuse me. And then you can vote for us. You need to vote so much that it looks like it's a fix.
That'll be easy.
You get me? So all you have to do is vote on each of those, close your browser down, open it up again and vote again. Everybody who listens to this show must vote 5 times per day between now and the middle of January. And that way we will win and it will look suspicious.
It's like fruits and vegetables.
Except they listen to the quality of the podcast, which is where we lost last year.
Oh, we're screwed.
We polled more votes than everyone else, and we still finished 3rd. But we did put out Debbie McGee's 5 of Spades, which
Daniels was on the committee texting, wasn't it?
Which actually, I've still got that somewhere, so we need to find that and we need to post that as a special or something like that, because it was a very, very good episode. But it kind of cost us an advertising deal with us, Asda as well. I'd written
that
a proposal.
Millions. Then.
It cost us a lot because they'd spoken to us and they said they wanted to support us, and we pushed out Debbie McGee's Fighter Spades that week, and They sent us an email the following week saying they didn't want to continue the deal. So
yeah.
It's only 6 clicks per podcast. All you have to do, 6 clicks per podcast to vote.
5 times a day. 30 clicks.
No, I mean, most of us have got days off work now, so what better could you be doing? You'd only argue with your family on Christmas Day.
And
so don't, it will save you getting in a fight.
And if anyone can do an automated script that'll do it automatically, then I'll give you a 450D.
You're bound to win a prize at the next quiz. Put it that
there
way.
You go. You will get a 450D if you can publish an automated script that does it automatically. There we go. First person. Where can we get a hold of you, Jimmy T?
I'm going to be on the Twitters all Christmas on and off. Syzygys, SYZYGY. What? Yes.
Have you checked Google Plus now then?
Oh, no, I might be on. I was on Google. Do you know the
You've
really
been pushing Google Plus like you're getting a kickback, mate, for the last few months.
The lovely thing about Google Plus is I can go onto it about twice a day and I can scroll down and go, yep, I know where I've read from because there's like 10 stories of it. It's really nice.
Yeah, and once you get past the I saw this on Twitter, maybe you'd really like it.
Yes. That's true.
Syzygy, SYZY.
ZY.
GY. Well, mate.
Merry Christmas, fella.
Carl,
Merry Christmas to you.
Where are you, buddy?
You can get me on Twitter at Glore0101 or on the media show or on Here and There with our panto, hopefully going out tomorrow.
Yeah, this is
you being optimistic, Mr. Carl.
I know.
Let me open that script again and I'll do you Will's wines.
Have you got Will's mobile number?
I have, actually.
Give him a call. Start the phone call with "Oi, you bastard."
It's a bit late at 10:05.
No, it really isn't.
You know what life he leads?
He'll be
live on the air.
He'll be awake and pissed. After we've finished, I'll record him for you as a safe net, mate. Don't worry. Mr. Neighbour, where are you, sir?
I'm at Steve Neighbour, NAYBUR, at on the Twitters.
How do you spell that again?
At London Mac News Group. I can spell my own name.
Chairman of the London Mac User Group. And when's the next meeting?
July.
Are we still doing it at the old Explorer?
That's very funny. Well done.
Are we still doing it at the old Explorer?
We've moved to a bigger venue than we've ever had before.
It's a fantastic venue.
Collapse after a year because we've ever expanded too quickly. But the old Explorer in Oxford Circus, I think it's the closest pub to the central London, and it's very big and it's good.
It's great. The chat room's still waiting for you to fall off a chair, but you haven't done it yet. Well done, mate.
I'm not performing some monkey.
Was that 12?
You're not performing some monkey. Is that a sex act? Did you used to do that at Montmartre?
What?
You and the monkey, did you used to do that at Montmartre?
At Montmartre?
Montmartre in Paris. Mamat.
Victor Hugo wrote all about him.
Just leave your monkey alone.
You and the performing sex monkey.
Was it really 12 months ago that he fell off his chair?
It says, well.
He hasn't sobered up yet.
I was like going to say, have you sobered up since?
Yeah, no. It seems like yesterday.
Good lad. End this conversation. Sarah, where are you, girl?
I'm on the Twitters at Sarah Jane UK.
Steve's getting his turds wangled.
This is a 3-hour big show.
It's not. We've done it really quickly.
It only just feels like it.
Mr. Wheatley, where are you?
You can get me at Paul Wheatley on Twitter and the Gamer Show on this network. Oh, and the iOS show as well. But the Gamer Show.
If you don't listen to the Gamer Show, you're an arse. Because I've got to say, out of all the podcasts I listen to, it's the only one on the network that I listen to out of choice.
Oh, hey, steady on.
Oh.
I do listen to Media Show at Choice as well.
Yeah, don't listen to the phone.
Just give them a bullet.
The rest, all the ones that I'm on, I listen to try and recall what I actually said because I never listen to anyone. But the Gamer Show, you should listen to the Gamer Show. It's a fantastic podcast. Love it.
So true.
Mr. Fox, where are you, buddy?
I'm at Alex G. Fox on Twitter. We are. I don't know if Carl knows this or has even been invited, but we are going to try and record a media show on Sunday. So if this is anything to go by, it's going to be quite farcical. So it should be a good listen when it comes out.
I'll be around on Sunday. I can.
Do you want to join in?
I will. Yeah, but I'm in the hotel. But what time is it?
Are we normally about do about Carl? Carl, are you awake?
2:00.
Well, about two normally.
Right. I'm in. I mean, yeah. I'll do it. 2 o'clock. I'll be in the hotel, but I'll do it. I'll be on Wi-Fi.
Got some. Well, it's audio only because of, you know, it's
that's fine. Sunday.
We don't suits me actually down get dressed till afternoon. So
no, I'm on nights, so I'll be back out on nights at about
excellent
8 p.m. So
there's only one proviso. You don't know anything about media, do you?
Nothing at all.
Oh, you'll fit right in.
I'm Ewan Rankin on Twitter, at Ewan Rankin, and we'll be back again. We won't be back with the big show until the 11th of January. There isn't one on the 4th, so we'll be back on the 11th of January if you want to join us, and we'll be back with the Mac show and the photo show and that kind of stuff on the 12th. Tomorrow, we got photo show as normal, and then we got Mac show with the Christmas quiz at 3:30, and in that case, join us, which will be good fun. So see you there. Have a good Christmas. A great
good
new year.
Everyone. Happy Christmas.
Good Christmas. Cheerio.
Special happy thanks, Christmas. Before I forget, because I nearly forgot, special thanks to Jimmy Ormiston, who's done a lot of the docs this year and put loads of the stories in the second half of this year after I started Jimmy. Getting really busy.
Yep.
Couldn't have done it without you, man. Thank you ever so much. And also Miles Wheatley, who I think's related to Paul Wheatley,
for his sins.
He does the show notes, and he does a great job because hardly anyone puts their frigging pics in the show notes.
Thanks, Miles.
You bastards. But Miles does all the show notes for us, and thank you ever so much. Please, Paul, pass. I think he does listen to all the shows anyway.
He does. I think he's listening tonight. I texted him to tell him that I was on, so he may be listening as we speak. So.
Well, Miles, thank you ever so much, mate.
That's why Paul's been brilliant. The best behaved of all of us.
Well, lost without you.
I've just thought of something else. Can I just mention that the Gamer Show that's coming in between Christmas and New Year are doing the Gamer Show Awards, so we're doing like the games that have been out during
I voted
the past 12 months. The link is in the show notes for the past two Gamer Shows, so people could go on and vote for games that they like, didn't like. It's like Game of the Year, most anticipated game for next year and stuff like that, so we'd really appreciate votes, please.
Make sure you vote. It's go and look at it. It's in Snotes, which is in the blog section of the webpage. Excellent. See you next week. No, we'll see you the week after.
See you sometime in the future.
At some point.
Au revoir.
Well, we'll know because the world's going to end.
Bon année.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be podcasting as the world slowly stops turning.
Yeah, I just want to mention that, Ewan. If the world does blow up tomorrow morning, I do apologise in advance for not making it for the photo show.
I tried to text something romantic to my wife today.
Did you?
Yeah, and all I got was a rebuke.
Oh, what did you do?
I said, if tonight is my last night on Earth, I'm glad I met you. And she tweeted back, if it's not, does that mean you've got another woman?
Yeah, but she's not available till Saturday.
I replied, rumbled.
Yeah, well done.
See you all.
Sharon.
Well done.
Good night all. Bye.